Today, tenants caught in the Python-like property squeeze have to pay more. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Domains released its rental report for March, which delivered more bad news for tenants on top of the data that I released recently, which showed three quarters of those renting already have cash flow issues. Younger families and first generation Australians are being hit really hard. But as I discussed in my live show, other household categories are also being caught in the rental squeeze. And despite the rise in rents, some investors are actually selling due to net poor returns. Domain says that Australia's rental market experienced a re-acceleration of rental growth over the first quarter of 2024, leading to further record asking rents. Combined capital house rents surged 5% or $30 over the quarter. That's the steepest quarterly gain in 17 years and the second highest on record. While rental conditions displayed the seasonal strength that tends to impact the first quarter of the year, the supply-demand imbalance is still clearly placing pressure on rents, they said. The re-acceleration of combined capital house rental growth may not just be the typical seasonally strong period, as annual gains have momentum and quarterly growth is about a third higher than the March quarter of 2023. Combined capital unit rents continue their record-breaking 11th consecutive quarter of growth at 3.3% or $20, roughly four times faster than the previous quarter. Still, growth continues to lose momentum, rising three times slower than in the March quarter of 2023, they said, and annual gains were the slowest since June 2022. Record asking rents span all capital cities except Canberra houses and Hobart units. Quarterly rent growth has accelerated for houses in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth, and units are all capitals except Canberra and Darwin compared to the previous quarter. Largely, growth remained below peaks but have been mixed across the cities. Rents in Perth and houses in Sydney and Adelaide and units in Brisbane look to have re-accelerated more than a typical seasonal impact, quickened pace of quarterly growth compared to the same quarter of 23 and the fastest annual gains. And while it's hard to rule out that momentum is established, as it stands, quarterly growth is largely lower compared to peaks seen over 2021 and 2023. And it was always anticipated that the changeover period would be challenging for tenants, as it was the most competitive Australia has ever seen. The quarterly rental gains are also consistent with a record low vacancy rate nationally, driven by the capital cities rather than the regions, with Sydney, Melbourne and Perth at record lows and Adelaide and Brisbane close to their lows. To shift conditions away from landlords and into a balanced market, a vacancy rate of 2 to 3% will be required. And that means that Australia needs somewhere between 40,000 and 70,000 additional rentals. While Australia's perilous rental market appears entrenched in a never-ending run of rent rises, Domain are hopeful that a tipping point will be reached during 2024, with some submarkets operating with more balance and with rent growth slowing. Some areas already show these signs, they said. Currently, we are seeing the number of prospective tenants per rental listing ease, suggesting some pressure has been lifted. And this could be an early indicator of an increase in vacancy rate sometimes later in the year. Also, international students' visa applications have turned a corner and started to fall for the first time in more than 2 years. Firstly, because population growth is likely peaked and the federal government has introduced a migration strategy that will slow population growth. Home ownership is also at the forefront, with incentives in place such as in Queensland doubling the first home buyer grant and the federal government's Help to Buy shared equity scheme, which will help transition some to being owners or fast track others to more affordable purchases. Now, I have to say the announcements from government on this have yet to translate into action, judging by the latest numbers, which continue to show record net migration. And the supply of new homes, as indicated by the latest approvals data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, continues to fall. In fact, in February, only 12,400 homes were approved for construction in trend terms. That's the lowest monthly reading since April 2012. And on that run rate, Australia will only build about 149,000 homes a year. That's 91,000 below the Albanese government's construction targets of 240,000 homes each year. And with net overseas migration forecast to remain historically high, albeit lower than last year, Australia's rental crisis will continue even if vacancy rates and rental inflation ease a little. As a result, more Australians will be plunged into rental stress, group housing, or even homelessness. The solution, of course, is to cut net overseas migration hard to a level well below the nation's capacity to build homes and infrastructure, but that's probably politically unacceptable. By the way, the other factor that's worth talking about some more is that renters under extreme pressure are actually being coerced into buying property, even if it's poor quality or in the wrong areas, just to exit the rental sector and to try and get some control. With borrowing power down some 40 to 50% compared with 2 or 3 years ago, those households are leveraging up, as seen by the larger loan balances against income. But this could be an issue of jumping from the frying pan into the fire. So the bottom line is this: it's likely that the rental sector will remain under pressure for a long, long time. High rents, of course, feeds into inflation, which keeps interest rates high. And this is another reason why the economic brakes are being applied across the country at the moment. So this is a very difficult and long-term issue that we're now confronting. It's been there for some time, but now it's really to the fore. The problem I have is that current government settings are insufficient to get under control anytime soon. So households are on their own, trying to fight for somewhere to live or for somewhere to buy, and potentially getting into ever more financial difficulties in the process. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.